to the ESN podcast. My name is Jessica, and season two is all about bringing the network closer to the committees. Kickstarting this season, I'm hosting two members of ComCom. On one side, I have Patrick, the main chair of ComCom, and on the other, I have Patrick, a ComCom alumnus that brought us tears and inspiration with his ESN videos. How are you, Patrick?
Fine. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Patrick.
How are you, Patrick?
I'm good, Patrick. Are you good, Patrick, too?
Very fine, Patrick.
Good, Patrick.
How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. There are a lot of people that are tuning in right now that might not know a lot about you, too. So let's play a game I like to call One of These Two Sentences is a Lie, but they all sound ridiculous. So which one is it? Or as it's commonly known, Two Truths and a Lie. So who wants to start?
I guess Patrick wants to start.
Okay, Patrick. Then I start, Patrick. I've been the 2 times German champion in Taekwondo. I have a degree in philosophy and psychology, and I was the first video team coordinator.
I have to guess.
Yeah.
I know that you have a degree in psychology. I think you were the first video team coordinator. I'm pretty sure about this, actually. No, I don't think you're a 2 times German champion, are you?
Ding, 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 ding! That's wrong!
Whoa!
Actually, the lie is I've not been the first video team coordinator.
Oh.
That was the lovely Anna back in the days, who did an amazing job to start it.
Oh, God, I feel so bad. I shouldn't know this.
That's a little bit of history.
Yay.
No, it was like back in the days with all the videos. I was more on the creative side and Anna was much more on the organizing side. And we needed someone who is much better at organizing. So, yes, that's the lie. And yeah, shout outs to Anna, who did an amazing job getting the team started.
Wow. Then, Patrick, tell us your two truths and a lie.
I once flied a plane, piloted. Then I broke my bones twice. And then I once jumped in a frozen lake after a sauna.
Dim, 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 dim. Which bones?
How do you call it? The collarbone?
No, that's a lie. You never did this.
I actually broke this bone twice. Exactly this one.
Sauna, definitely. Like, you definitely jumped in the lake. So it's the flying? That's the lie?
I actually piloted a plane once. So I never jumped in a frozen lake after a sauna.
Oh, damn! That would be the last thing I would... I was like, that's the obvious one. Like, this is... He did that, definitely.
And I want to do that.
Come on, frozen lake in Sicily? That's gonna be working fine.
They're not frozen there.
I know, I've never been good at geography, so...
Talking a bit about ESN, when did ESN become a part of your life?
Who should start?
So, ladies first, Patrick?
Oh. Oh. Okay, Patrick, I will start.
Good, Patrick.
You're welcome, Patrick.
Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome, Patrick. Okay, anyway, this is getting out of hand.
focus.
Yeah, I basically joined in 2015 because of my brother, actually. He's also an ESNer. He's a ESN in Riga. At the time, he was in Trento, but anyway.
Amazing guy.
Ah, yeah, true that he hosted you, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
In Riga, yeah.
Yeah, I started there just after a short while. I was doing some graphics for ESN in Trento. Hello to everybody from Trento. After just a few months, we were needing local board. So after like 3-4 months, I became local representative. And that's where shit went down. Started to do things at national level and then met a ton of crazy people at AGM. It was in Warsaw, 2016. That's actually the first time I appear in a video from ESN International. They basically stopped me randomly and asked me, yeah, do you want to just do a segment and introduce us to some activities that they were doing? So yeah, that's pretty much how I was kickstarted into ESN.
And what about you, Patrick?
Do you just want the beginning or the whole story? Because then like 40 minutes is not enough.
Whatever you want to share or whatever you think it's relevant.
So basically my whole ESN career, I was like, I did a video and now I'm here working as a video maker. Thank you. Bye. No, just kidding. So, okay, basically it started, I remember clearly it was, I think, early September in Dortmund because I just returned from my Erasmus in Iceland. In Iceland, I started filming the Icelandic Dreams thing, which is like my basically documentary about my own Erasmus. And that's how my whole video life itself started. I remember I wanted to film how it continued when I'm coming back home. So it's not over with Erasmus once the experience is over and you go home. So I was filming the return, and ESN Dortmund organized these welcome meetings to take the new students to a city tour. So I went there and already was filming, and people were like, who is this guy? You know, what's going on? I remember we were going on the metro, and Markus, like, who became kind of my mentor in those early days and actually kept me in ESN, so big shout out to him. I remember he approached me, I was filming the scene how everybody walked down the stairs, and I still have that on camera, and he approached me and asked me if I also take pictures. And my sassy answer, first of all, was like, I'm taking videos. And then basically I got in touch with them, I think like a few months later. So I was like Erasmus life back home. And then a few months later, I went to some meetings. They had a trip to Amsterdam. It kind of happened at the same time. For whatever reason, I just took money from the bank. They were discussing a trip to Amsterdam, and they were asking me, hey, if I want to join. It's like 100 euros or something for like the whole weekend with everything. And I was like, yeah, okay. And I just grabbed it into my pocket and put 100 euros on the table. Wow. And I was like, what's going on? You know?
Classic.
Yeah, and I think on that trip, it was the first time I was a bit involved in organizing and helping out some stuff. So, and the rest basically is history. But yeah, shout out to Markus. Remember, I was actually close to leaving ESN back in the days, like in the early local level days. And I remember he said to me, like we were on this party in one of the dormitories, and he took me to the side, and I was like really struggling. Hey, this is too much. You know, I don't know what's going on locally. And he took me to the side and told me that what I do is super valuable for the team and for ESN.
Wow.
And that gave me so much motivation of like, hey, my work is appreciated.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, then I continue. And long story short, without him, there wouldn't be any ESN videos. So shout out to Markus for everything, for that moments.
Wow, that's very wholesome. I mean, you guys are, I would say, like, Konkan stars. Don't call me on that.
Whoa, calm down there.
I mean, okay. What was your opinion of the committee before joining?
Opinion of the committee before joining?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a tricky one. I think I kind of admired what was happening in ComCom before joining. I mean, I used to see it as this pool of incredibly creative people doing some crazy things, and I remember them from this AGM Warsaw, which was actually, I think, the first that had the ComCom team doing the whole media coverage for the AGM. So I remember this thing of having a ton of people running everywhere just to, you know, to cover the event and pull out those crazy, amazing photos and videos and everything. So, I mean, I immediately wanted to join somehow. I mean, by the time I realized that I could join, like the recruitment was closed. So I had to wait for the next one, which was just after the regional platforms.
Mm-hmm.
SWEP in Nancy, there was Kasper and Annika. Kasper was still CT of ComCom. So we just end up talking for a while, and they kind of boosted me into applying.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Patrick?
Yes.
Another Patrick? Yeah, wait,
all right. So my opinion of ComCom before I joined?
Yes.
Actually, like, I didn't had any opinion in that sense of the whole international national level, because back in the days I was only active locally. It's when I basically published the Erasmus trailer, like if Erasmus had a trailer, that's basically how my international life started. Until then I had no idea. I was only at one NP. So fast forward, like half a year later, I was at my first ComCom meeting, and until then I didn't really had an opinion because I didn't know what was going on, what anything is doing. But
mm-hmm.
I clearly remember the first day, I was the first time I got into the ESN house in Brussels.
Ooh.
I got into this room, and then Robert was sitting in the corner, and you know, like he's the communication manager of ESN International. Like that's like, you know, when I saw him, he had like this shining aura around him. You know, I saw it. I came around like just up the stairs, and he was sitting in the corner like, yay, what's up? Immediately after when we hit off the first ComCom meeting, which was for me, I think March 2014, before the whole Move in Europe thing started, the amazing thing was you have this group of people who look at ways to make things happen. And instead of a lot of on the local level,
mm-hmm.
and not to talk it down or something, it's like looking at opportunities or like seeing chances why something wouldn't work. And then suddenly it was a group of people focused on, I didn't have any equipment to make anything with videos, and we were like, hey, let's do these big epic videos, and okay, let's give it a try, let's go. And that was my first impression that I still have of like looking at ComCom, and making that possible, basically. That was the cool, cool time, definitely.
That's very cool, actually.
I was expecting something like, back in the days, Comcom, well, it barely existed, so didn't have the chance to have to have a lot of opinions, you know?
Yeah, I mean, back in my days, there was actually no video team, and we founded it actually on my first Comcom meeting.
That's crazy, yeah.
Because we were looking at the YouTube channel, and there was just a video from, like, I don't know how many years ago, and there were no videos on the YouTube channel.
Currently, we have six teams. Let me recap. So we have press team, proofreading, corporate identity, social media, video, and graphics. Which team would you join besides the video team?
I'm not really sure what I would join, because now, from like the perspective that I have, every team is doing some like incredible things. There's like those teams that I would like to innovate in. I find that some things are just super cool. For instance, now the press team with like this podcast is incredible. But like there's so many teams I would just like to do some new things. I would just like to, for instance, join CI team just to invent some crazy automatic screener. I think, I mean, we already talked about this in the past, but anyway.
Okay.
I wouldn't be a proofreader just because I'm not good enough for that. Press team would be awesome. Proofreading. Proofreading team is going to get so mad at me.
Your kid is going to get so mad. I mean,
but yeah, CI team too could be really awesome.
Okay, so you both have done so far a lot of things for Comcom, and that means you've interacted with a lot of people. That includes having a lot of memories inside of Comcom.
Mm-hmm.
What is your best one?
Ooh,
do you want to start?
You should start.
Like my absolute favorite moment, 100% AGM Milano, when we presented the Move in Europe video. And like, imagine at that time that I was only locally active, and I've only been to one national platform, and suddenly I was catapulted to the video director of the flagship project 2014-15. For me, it was, what's going on, you know? So we did this, the Once Erasmus, Always Erasmus video, the Move in Europe introduction, basically, to the network of the whole campaign. And we thought about, what can we do? And it was like, okay, let's do this epic motivational video. The crazy part was that this has never been done, and we didn't know if it's going to take off or work. So I was there, like, we were standing there with the whole Move in Europe team in front at AGM Milano, and then you have, like, this crowd of 1,000 people. You imagine, anybody who has been to an AGM knows it's never quiet. It's always loud. It's always something going on. It's always hectic. I was standing there with the others, and the video started, and I was so nervous this is like, it's starting, you know, like this thing you've been working on. And I remember the video started, and in between like 15-20 seconds, the whole AGM got quiet. And the only thing I said was like, shit, man, it's working. For me to see that being silent, I was like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is for me, like, that was my greatest moment, to see an whole AGM glued to the screen. And then later on, like, everybody went crazy about it. And that's then the whole, like, my journey started. But that first moment to go from like 0 to 100 and having that was definitely, as well, not just in my ESN career in a sense, but also for me, in my life, basically, that's when I realized, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to give that feeling of awe to people, like, with my videos. And basically, that's when my whole video journey started. That's what I'm doing with my life now. Yeah, definitely that moment, AGM Milano presentation, first video of Move in Europe, that was the best thing.
That's amazing. I don't even know, like, what comment to add. That's amazing.
Yeah, just imagine an AGM and just having it to go silent. It's crazy. It's not like they're silent normally.
It's crazy.
I would say my best Comcom moment, it's not as majestic, I would say. It would be when we had the video team meeting in Sicily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we had like the whole team there after like two big days of shooting. And we were just sitting on that wall watching towards the horizon and everything, and just being crazily dead because we had been walking and working for like 16 hours that day or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a moment of kind of yes and family, let's say, where I mean, we were just happy to do things together. We were mostly silent for that thing, but it was like super cool.
I'm glad that you mentioned yes and family, because personally I joined ComCom like a year and a half ago, maybe something like that, and I'm in like all three levels, and I feel like the most family feeling that I have is when I'm with other people from ComCom, which technically is very weird because we're not together all the time and we're from different countries, but I feel like ComCom gives us something that the local level and the national level don't give us. Why do you think that happens?
You know, I believe it's just a thing of interest, basically, and probably this happens in also in other committees, let's say. The fact of bringing together people that have similar interests is just making sure they have to bond somehow. I mean, we're all people that study in university, are internationally minded, are, you know, creative minds. That's so many points in common that, I mean, it's almost normal that that we bond together. At the same time, you see all of these people through screens during the year and everything. So it's not like you don't really know them, do some work with them and everything. I mean, it's probable that this thing happens in all of the committees or in some other teams that work very strictly together.
Yeah.
In the same time, you have to take into consideration that creative minds are tend to be crazy people a bit.
Yes.
So that also helps.
True.
Maybe I was just thinking of what makes it special. What makes the work in ComCom, basically in those committees with those people, so special? It's very cheesy maybe, but like it's just the concept of happiness.
Sure.
Because you have people who do things for their own sake. And volunteering in that sense is the closest yet to happiness you can be, because you don't do it to reach something else. You do this, you follow this one activity that you love with the people around you, and you have the opportunity to grow in that, because you're all in the same journey. Yeah, it's like the story you write while you do the thing for its own sake. And that's such a gift, such a valuable thing you can do in those committees and with those people you being exposed to, that it's quite hard to come by. And I think in a job situation, it's you always like, you kind of do it for money, you kind of do it because you're interested. But the moment you start volunteering and basically use the gifts, the talents you have, that's basically the closest of happiness, and that's why people are bonding so well, and that's what makes it so special. You do it for its own sake, and with people around you, that's just the amazing journey you go on, and that what makes it so nostalgic looking back as well. And philosophy is that's mostly philosophy. That's like my.
As you can hear, this guy studied psychology. Philosophy as well.
Oh my god! Amazing.
No, but it's true. It's true. I do. I mean, it makes tons of sense, and it's super true.
No, it is. I just have to agree because it's true. How has your life changed since you joined ComCom?
Ooh, do you want to start? Should I start? I don't know.
I got old.
Well,
how did it change? This is crazy. First of all, it showed me all of the possibilities that you can have while volunteering. You tend to be stuck in a bubble when you stay in your local level. Don't get me wrong, you do get amazing things in a local level. But there's also some other things that you just can't find there, or some other skills that you can just learn in a different environment, right? Those things that you wouldn't be able to learn in a local level, you can learn maybe in a national or international, but you wouldn't be, and vice versa. So maybe those things that you wouldn't learn in a national or international, you might be able to learn in a in a local level. Let's say that joining ComCom was a bit of MySpace somehow. It did give me the chance to work on my hobbies somehow. I mean, I have to say that the quality of the image that I'm able now to pull out of a camera are way better than what I could do before, just because of ComCom. It's not like it's my job, but I loved that. Being now chair of the committee, this has really helped me, incredibly helped me, especially in the latest weeks, actually, with my job. Because right now, I have to manage the communications for three brands inside of our company. So there's like some management to do. And a ton of things that I learned in ComCom that have to do with, I don't know, managing campaigns or like workload and time and all of those things. For sure, I would have not known where to start if I was just thrown at it.
I think on my side, it's like a similar development, but in different stages, getting me where I am now. And I think it started, like, as I mentioned earlier, with the Milano video. And then afterwards, when we did the Encore video and then This Is ESN, that was all 2014. And I actually registered my business on the 13th of October, 2014. Back then, it wasn't really like an option to make videos and a living from it. That option didn't exist. But looking on the time in ESN, it gave me the idea that something, I could do something with this. There might be a talent that I have to, I don't know, like express these emotions or something. And when I saw like so many reactions to those videos, that was like, hey, oh damn, this could be something. And then a year later, I had the chance, like as well, like over some ESN connections, some other projects that came up, to work on my first bigger project. That's basically, yeah, putting the nail down of, hey, when I actually don't know anything about videos and I can already like work on paid projects, then what happens if I take 3 years or something and actually study the craft? That whole thing came out of this confidence that I could do this. I mean, this is like what you see online is only just the glory days. But for example, 2-3 years ago, I wasn't able to pay rent and I was maxing out my credit cards because the projects wouldn't come in. And then still like to get to this bottom, like graduating in philosophy and then like your world is open and then like you're completely down and still working on this, because looking at that, like this is still something I want to do. This comes definitely from this persistence, comes from that time in ESN. Yeah, and now no, it's crazy. I would like to have more time.
Where do you see this committee in like 5 years?
Whoa. 5 years.
So that would be 2025.
Okay, a lot of things can happen in 5 years.
5 years since ComCom.
Whoa.
Patrick is going to be a dad.
Who? You are going to be a dad? Which Patrick is going to be a dad? I hope not. I hope not. I mean, I don't.
I'm going to be the wife.
What?
Wait, what? Oh, did we break the silence now?
Oh my God, you're so panic. I love it.
He doesn't know about it yet. So.
No, yet!
I mean, how can I be a dad? I don't even have a girlfriend.
Well, that's me, so.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's the tea from a podcast, that you're dating each other. So, ComCom in 5 years.
Where is ComCom going to be in 5 years? Ton of things could happen in 5 years. That's for sure. We have to see where the network goes in 5 years, actually, in order to see where ComCom goes. I imagine that some teams might change or might split. I mean, if this podcast thing goes well, which I hope, it might happen that we'll have a podcast team, actually, or like a radio team or something like
okay.
that. Why not? I mean, once you start having enough palimpsests, that could be the next word for the word of the month. If you have enough palimpsests, you would be able to just cover a whole week of content somehow. So that would need a separate team. Hopefully we'll be able to have meetings again. Hopefully we'll be able to have team-specific meetings again, the same way that we had video team last year. Last year, was it 2 years ago already? Wow, that's a lot. Anyway, hopefully we'll be able to do all of those things. Yeah, but really, we don't know. That's also maybe the fun of it. So some people will have to invent it
yeah.
in the future of ComCom.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope Well, I mean, that's of course all speculation, but hopefully that a lot more people will join, because in the next couple of years, especially with the current situation with the virus and the upcoming economic fallout, that the right-wing sentiment will rise significantly. And in those times, what ESN is also doing already is promoting this intercultural understanding that this aspect is going to be so important in the future. Hopefully that this will bring a lot more focus as well on ESN, globally speaking, to promote those European values. And I think that's where ComCom might be a very important part to get those promotions out and spread the word that, hey, like, everything is cool between us. Basically just promote this European ideal, like this is what we do in ESN, to just what we do right now, to like have a call talking about those topics from all the different countries. And later on, it's like the ComCom call as well. So to promote that lifestyle, I think that's going to be very important in the future.
Oh, especially if the network goes global.
Yeah, that as well.
Yeah, if the network goes global, we'll have to rethink a ton of things. ComCom is going to be difficult to have meetings, and maybe we'll have to divide by continent. What? We'll have to see how to manage this. I don't know.
Why should people join ComCom?
Why should people? Because it's awesome!
Don't do it!
Don't do it!
Run! Run!
Don't do it!
They will catch you, wrap your soul, wrap it in tin foil, and then you're going to be theirs forever!
Can't join, you can't leave anymore, you know, it's crazy.
Look at me, I'm totally emotionally over this whole experience. I totally moved on with my life.
No, of course, everybody should.
Totally moved on.
Yes.
Sure he did.
Hashtag not.
Yeah.
Bye!
Sure. Did you?
Bye, Brian!
Look at him, he's moving on right now. Now, why should people join ComCom? Because, I mean, if you're interested into developing your skills or into... Now I'm just going for the serious answer, you know? you want to develop your skills. You want to meet a ton of crazy creative people. You think that you have some communication skills that nobody else has. I mean, that's it's a fun team. It's a fun team, that's why.
Truly is.
I would say that like a reason to join.
Run away.
Run.
Run away from ComCom.
Don't trust them.
don't trust them.
Yeah, like in any of the committees, like just volunteering generally gives you the chance to just try out new skills. When I look back on my time, like when I was starting in ComCom basically, and we did the videos, I had just to be able to make mistakes and not have like serious repercussions from like a job situation, because like the projects I work on now, like there's like you cannot afford to fail in that sense. It's you have to deliver, and this is what is expected. The moment you are in those committees, you have a very supportive and a very helpful environment that, hey, like this is what you could do. This is a very constructive feedback you always get. Yeah, just as well try out new things. And for example, if you start with videos and you say, hey, this is not something for me, I want to do graphics. And then you try graphics and you find out that, hey, this is not something for me, like you want to do proofreading. Then you do this. Yeah, in order to find like what you're striving for, what you love to do in your life, you should try different things. And volunteering, in my opinion, is on that way the best way, just to try out new things. And the people you meet on the way, it's going to stick with you forever because you go through this experience. So, yeah, just don't do it.
Don't do it. Exactly.
A super emotional speech and then just run.
Okay, so last but not least, do you have anything that you would like to say to everyone that is listening to us?
Don't do it! Run away!
Don't do it! Okay, go away! No. Grab a pillow, build a boat, go to a different country.
How do you build a boat with a pillow?
I'm small.
Okay.
But it doesn't float.
I don't know. Just trying to make stuff up. Come on, you go first. Do something productive. You're the chair here. I'm alumni. I can do what I want.
Okay.
I have a beard.
I have a beard too. So for those people that are listening, join ComCom. Just check your emails. The recruitment is going to be open. Should be open about now. And yeah, we're just waiting to see your applications and everything. Don't listen to Patrick, who is saying that you should just run away. And yeah, you will have the chance to do some amazing things, such as this podcast, for instance. So why should you not apply? Why not apply? Why am I here?
Because, okay.
That's philosophy.
Yeah. Whoa. Oh, that went deep.
To anyone who is listening, just take the first step. Yeah, you're like the second, you know, and then you take like, then you make the whole journey. You know what I mean? Like, this is how we do it, you know, like, and then you found a committee and then you're like the committee chair and stuff. No, just seriously. Yeah, just getting involved and also try new and different things. And just because this, as I said earlier, that because you're able to try out new things, like you can join ComCom, you can join any of the other committees as well. Like whatever is your interest, there's somewhere a spot where you can develop yourself. And just looking back on my time studying, the stuff I learned in ESN basically not just got me where I am to be able to do videos full time, but I've learned so much more, I can say, life skills in my time in ESN that you don't teach, because you cannot teach experience. When someone asks like, hey, what have you done? You can always point to that experience you went through. Yeah, just get involved, try out new different things, and yeah, just get started. And this is ESN.
And I guess we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for having a little talk with me, Patrick and Patrick.
Thank you, Jessica and Patrick.
You're welcome, Jessica and Patrick.
And for everyone listening, thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the ESN Podcast, and see you soon.